Four Milwaukee school board members, backed by the local business community and national religious school voucher advocates, won re-election races last night. But in the only citywide school race, Labor-backed candidate Tom Balestrieri easily defeated business-endorsed incumbent John Gardner. That gives Labor-endorsed members a 5-4 margin on the Milwaukee school board. But Balestrieri says he's joining the ranks as an independent.
The union worked on my behalf, but I never solicited their help. They were concerned because things were going wrong, and they knew that I was successful in dealing with teachers and students, and so they were pleased to support me.
But Balestrieri does call his win a great victory for public education.
You know, the opposition for a number of years and the outside people that have been trying to control our city and control our school system has been for privatization and for separating and dividing the people in the district.
Balestrieri says he may try to bring back kids who are unhappy in their privately run voucher and charter schools, but he says he's not going to bother successful private schools. Running the public schools in Milwaukee may be enough of a challenge. The district faces a large budget deficit and many changes triggered by the federal No Child Left Behind law. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.